You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth in relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Let's do our opening confession. Y'all ready? So the reason we do an opening confession, because it sets our mind to a certain place where we need to concentrate and focus. And in that prayer, it allows God to work in areas of today. He doesn't work in tomorrow. He works in today, because he doesn't already know the end from the beginning. And the exciting part is we get to partake in that, and we're giving him the opportunity. So let's say it together. Father, I choose to be open and receptive today. I humble myself, bearing my heart, my joys, and my pains. I thank you for restoring my wounded soul. I believe that I will not receive more than my humanity can bear. I ask that what is hidden in my conscious and unconscious mind, those secrets hidden from myself that block my growth and intimacy with God and others, be revealed. Search me, Holy Spirit. Reveal these hidden hurts to me and show me the areas that must be addressed today. I give you permission to go to the points of inception of my hurts and hidden memories that are negatively impacting my life. I give you access to my heart and mind so that you may bypass any repression, denial, depression, dissociation, confusion, guilt, shame, condemnation, pride, unforgiveness, anger, fear, or lies that may be blocking my members. Override any obstacles that have hindered me or are hindering me from receiving my freedom in you. I renounce and cancel the effects of receiving any accusations and lies into my mind, body, soul, and heart that is contrary to the truth of who you say that I am. I declare that I live my life loved, cherished, and adored by you. I receive in my heart every expression of your love for me. Because you love me, I am free of all guilt, shame, and condemnation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, y'all ready? So let's do an assessment. Y'all okay with an assessment? Would y'all be honest with each other? Yeah. Would you be honest with yourself? Yeah. That sounds real weak. Okay, so don't let me have to ask for the spirit of truth to manifest there. Okay, because I do it. Okay, spirit of truth. Would you manifest yourself in such a way that we'll stop lying to ourselves? But we'll see truth in you that you placed inside of us. Amen? So say, let's get that prayer over with. She said, amen, real quick. All right, so let's do this assessment. Have you ever resisted in your daily life? Restrained? Have you ever felt restrained in your daily life? Yeah. And you put a check by it or up, thumbs up. Okay, y'all know it. Okay, all right. Have you ever felt like you're just going through the motion? Yes. And what's going through the motion mean? You're on autopilot. Okay. You're just doing it. Yeah, don't feel nothing, not thinking nothing, not achieving nothing, okay? Well, have you ever felt like you're in a fog? Okay, y'all getting louder, okay? More honesty coming out, that truth coming up. All right, don't fight it. Have you ever felt like every day looks the same? What was that movie, Groundhog Day? Yeah, was that what that was about? Okay, all right, so some of y'all feel like Groundhog Day. So y'all know one part of the dude saw himself in another state and he didn't see himself. So anyway, you felt like that same day, all right? Everybody rating yourself honestly? Yes. Okay, all right, let's see. Have you ever gotten tired of hanging around? Yeah, y'all read this one with the same people, but never did anything to change it. How many of y'all felt like that? Yes. Okay, that got louder. Okay, so y'all hanging around with some wrong people. Okay, anyway, all right? Have you ever wanted a new job but felt too overwhelmed to take the first step? Yes. Okay, that got louder too. Okay. Because I think they're rolling with us now. All right, let's see what else. Okay. Have you ever wanted to try something new but the lack of the unknown kept you from trying? Yes. Ooh, that got real loud. Okay. What kind of new stuff y'all want to try? I'm going to stop for just a little while. Let it sink in. Y'all can raise your hands. I got one right here. Yes, ma'am. What do you want to try?
I want to try a new job, but I'm scared that it might not come through like it's supposed to.
It might not come through. I want to try a new job, but it might not come through like I hoped so. Hoped to. Okay, what else? What else? You want to try something new, but it's the lack of the unknown. I just don't know what's going to happen. Yes, ma'am.
A relationship.
Okay. All right, you got people hollering about the relationship. All right, what else we got? They got a private conversation going on back there. All right, what else? Who else? Yes, ma'am.
Someone online says they want to go back to school or start a new business.
Okay, want to go back to school or start a new business, okay? All right. Anything else? How many of us have done something from the that we didn't know the outcome? Yeah, okay. All right, okay. All right. Have you ever had a goal or a dream, but lacked the action to back it up? Ooh, it's getting real loud now. So how many feel like that? Raise your hand. I'm not going to call on you. Tony, I'm not going to call on you. Okay. Have you ever wanted to buy a house, a car, et cetera, but didn't know where to start? Okay, all right. These are signs or symptoms of being stuck in a box. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So when the box gets too crowded, we make a decision to stay in it. Because at least if we stay in it, we know what's going to happen next. We're comfortable in the box, although it's overcrowded. Although our needs are not being met, we stay in the box because it's comfortable. Even though it's crowded. Okay? Y'all looking at me kind of funny. Y'all okay? I mean, remember that submission prayer y'all prayed where show me the things that you desire to change and heal today? In the third box, that cat was like, look, you're getting too close. I don't like how close you are. I don't know you like that. So that cat is deciding which way it's going to jump out. Are we willing to jump out the box? Well, let's just take a look. Let's take a look. Indicators of feeling stuck. So y'all ready for more truth? You feel frustrated. You wake up frustrated. You go to bed frustrated. You eat lunch frustrated. You spend your day frustrated. So write this down, just so that you can get an understanding of frustration. Frustration is little things over time. So it's not the buildup, but it's little things over time. At one time, it didn't bother you, but now it's starting to pick at you. So how many said they feel frustrated? Okay, y'all shout it out. Okay, yes, thanks. One obedient. All right, let's see what else. Indicators of being stuck. You feel overwhelmed. Yes. Okay, amen? And you're waking up overwhelmed. You're going to bed overwhelmed. You're resting overwhelmed. Okay, I appreciate your honesty. Okay, all right, let's see what else. Fearful. How many wake up fearful? Go to bed fearful. See, I got one honest person now. Shout it out. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you. I don't see nothing on this side. What we got over here? Anybody dealing with fear? Okay, all right, okay. She got the light on herself. That's an honest woman. All right, let's see, indicators. You feel like a failure. Now, I know I'm not going to hear much on this one. Yes. Okay. Feel like a failure. But most of the time when you feel like a failure, you're succeeding. So what's inside the box that's making us feel like a failure when we're succeeding in the area we didn't think we could? Y'all notice I'm not looking at nobody, right? I'm not even looking at the exercise board. I'm looking at the side up here. Because see, y'all know people say after church, Pastor, you're talking about me. I wouldn't talk about you. The Holy Spirit would show me you. But anyway, let me keep going because I'm still in the box. I'm ready to get out this box. Now I had to find different boxes because Jazz said, Daddy, make sure the box is not comfortable. Okay? I said, okay, Jay. So I went through boxes. All right, let's see what else. Lacking motivation. How do we lack motivation? You're thinking about what you want to do. But what are we saying in the box that allows us not to move on what we want to do? But what happens when you get to a place where, motivation or not, the dream is so powerful, it's a driving force? Will we allow ourselves to hear that? I got one in the back. Yes, ma'am.
Recently, before I got my new job, I had wanted a new job for years, mm-hmm. but I was procrastinating and actually filling out the job applications okay. because I was scared of rejection.
Okay.
So I was fearful of the unknown.
Okay.
I was scared of the rejection, and I had motivation, but I lacked the effort to put in the work to do it.
Okay. All right. And then she met, she has two motivators in her life, her husband and Miss Curly. So then she met another motivator, and Miss Curly says, you got such and such time to get it done. You're not going to get nothing to eat from us. See, food is a motivator. No, her homemade biscuits, and for me, you know, it's pies and cakes and those types of things. And the amazing thing, she gave her a certain time, and amazing, she had that thing done, okay, because she wasn't going to call in and tell. Okay, so sometimes you need a motivator. All right, let's see what else happened. Indicators of being stuck. Having low energy. If it was left up to you, you just slept the whole day. Just don't feel like getting up. don't want to do anything. And when you don't want to eat, see, you know something going on. Any of y'all not want to eat because you just felt low energy, just don't feel like eating. And what does eating do? It gives us energy, but you don't even feel like eating. Uh-oh. Experiencing depression or low mood. Anybody felt like that? Appreciate the honesty. Telltale signs you are in a box. So do y'all think you need a sign? Yes. All right, so the assessment, you guys know where you are. Telltale signs you're in a box. You wish for different outcomes, but you keep experiencing the same ones. We're wishing for a different outcome. We want it to be different. But that low energy, that depression, that sadness, that fear, that unknown. If I move from here to here, will it really be different? Is it worth it? Number two, you feel stuck and you lost your spark. But write this down. It's been proven. You can't be depressed and joyful at the same time. It's been proven, a scientific fact. You can't be depressed and joyful at the same time. The mind cannot operate in that. It says, wait a minute, this drive of joy seems to be different. And joy is a spiritual component. It's a gift of the Spirit. It's manifested by us receiving and talking about joy. So just know, anything that you're dealing with, if it's sadness, depression, anger, you can't have joy or gratefulness in the same space. One will outdo the other. So guess what? After all this time, I've been in this box for about 10 minutes. I get to step out the box and kick the box. Now, in real time, I would burn the box. But I know fire codes and all that type of thing. But you got to make a decision where you want to get out the box. And y'all know y'all, pastor. Y'all know I'm going to give you step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? But not today. But you got to make a decision to get out the box. Because you already know. Well, if you didn't know, now you know. That's a song. Okay, Kurt Franklin somewhere. Okay, if you don't know, now you know. You know that box don't fit you no more. You know we have outgrown the box. You know you just get tired. Because other people be jumping in your box. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Just like that other cat. People be getting in your box and getting in your business and telling you why you should stay in the box. Because see, a lot of our friends, okay, use the word carefully, they like you being in the box because they know where you are. If they borrowed money from you, they're expecting you to be back in the box because they need something. They need to borrow some money. Well, why else do your friends like you to be in the box? Because they in the box. Tell me about that, Nicole. Give me an example. I might come your way. They in the box. So they jump from box to box, depending on what their needs are. They need that pep talk, they're going to jump in your box.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. With Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.